we're all curious as to whether this is going to be a over soon, or whether we're looking at some long-term issues and what might be causing it. Maybe you could briefly review what you know or what you think might be in process here.
Well, it's definitely a cold winter. It's been, you know, many records have been broken all the way from Minnesota down to D.C., maybe even all the way to Florida. But obviously, it will come to an end. I think we will see spring soon. This is kind of a pattern that is stuck, but we tend to think maybe the whole world is freezing over, but in fact, Alaska has had much warmer temperatures than D.C. this winter, and Finland and Norway had Christmas with no snow. Sochi was having trouble because it was so warm during the Winter Olympics. So Australia has had a tremendously hot summer. So it is a local pattern. And the most exciting theory that kind of got thrown around by the media was Jennifer Francis' work from Rutgers that said the Arctic ice melt in the summer leads to a more meridionally migrating jet stream. So the jet stream, instead of staying tight and east to west, begins to wobble north-south, which can mean it can bring Arctic air down further south. But it's not clear that's the process that's causing this. I think the best explanation really is this is just an internal variability, which means the climate is very nonlinear, and once in a while it gets into these patterns that can appear stuck for some time. But it's not, I don't think it's directly related to Arctic ice melt, although that has to be looked at with more data. It is an interesting theory, but yes, it is just something that the weather is capable of doing, and it's not something that's going to last much longer.
And I guess that is really what's on a lot of persons' minds. And then they're saying, well, global, this somehow militates against global warming. But I'm not sure that's really part of this either, is it?
No, I mean, the global mean temperature for 2013 is already above normal. So it was not a global cooling. It was definitely locally we feel quite cold. Temperature records have been broken, the low temperature records. But the global mean temperature did not really dip greatly because of this. I mean, global warming, there is a global warming pause going on since about 15 years. And, you know, there is a bit of conundrum. Exactly what is causing it is not completely understood yet, but we know that it has something to do with the East Pacific being stuck in a so-called La Nina pattern, where the temperatures around Galapagos have been cold since about 1998. And one of my own work with some colleagues that's coming out soon shows that when you have such a cold temperature in the East Pacific, you end up having warmer temperatures in the Northern Hemisphere. So if we look at temperatures going west from Seattle towards Japan, there's a warm sea surface temperature anomaly stuck there for basically during this time since 98. And that essentially ends up throwing more energy out to space. And that can then negate the global warming. So it can look like a pause, but even that pause is going to end. So they're unrelated things, but obviously, people begin to conflate them in their mind, weather and climate and global warming. So we know that when the ocean brings up cold temperatures, it soaks up heat from the atmosphere. So that's also part of the story. So the heat is going into the ocean. The ocean hasn't stopped taking up heat. So that can also cause a temporary lull in the increasing global temperatures.
Early in the 19th century, they called it the year without a summer. I'm sure you've heard of this. Is that something that are there any parallels to that going on now, or was that a real anomaly?
No, it's interesting because the 1816 year without summer was definitely related to a massive volcanic eruption in Tambora Indonesia, that was the largest in 1300 years. And there is a paper that came out in Nature Climate Change recently that said, the volcanic activity has contributed to the recent pause in global warming. But this winter itself is not directly attributable to any volcanic eruption. Even though volcanic eruptions do end up causing the so-called annular mode, which does affect the jet stream. 1816, it had preceded by several eruptions already, like all the way from the Caribbean to Japan, and then Tambora happened, which was quite massive. And that threw up a lot of dust into the stratosphere, and the stratosphere, once you put it in there, it stays there for a while and starts scattering sunlight, so you get much less sunlight coming down to the surface. So, it was definitely a cooling of half a degree or more for the year, which is pretty massive when it happens in such a short time. And it had serious consequences. It killed a lot of crops because you had snow happening in June all the way from Quebec down to Massachusetts. People saw, there are evidences that lake ice was seen even down in Pennsylvania. The monsoons were heavily disrupted from India to China. There were massive floods and cholera outbreaks, so crops got wiped out over there, whereas over North America and Europe, it was so cold and rainy that the crops simply wilted away. It was just frosted to death. And, there are lots of interesting stories. A lot of art came out of it because when you have such a huge dust hanging around in the stratosphere, the sunset begins to look very colorful. So many of the paintings from that time correspond to that. In fact, the one later by Edvard Munch called The Scream is also related to a Krakatoa volcano eruption later in the same century. So volcanic eruptions can cause those kind of large-scale disruptions, but this current winter is not really related to anything like that.